Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice.
Morena Rachel.
Welcome back.
I feel like I've been away. Things have changed. I don't know who I am anymore. I've transformed.
She's come out of a chrysalis like a beautiful butterfly.
Like a beautiful butterfly. I wish. Well, I don't know what form I'm in at the moment, but look, I feel like in 10 years I'll look back and go like, definitely was still an ugly caterpillar. Wait, is it an ugly caterpillar? It's an ugly duckling.
Caterpillars are pretty beautiful, really.
They are gorgeous. I love how they do that thing where their bodies contract, but there's like that little loop in the middle.
Beautiful. Nature, isn't it amazing?
Stunning.
We're here to talk about the beautiful natural world of theatre.
Yes.
Terrible segue.
Incredibly unnatural and constructed and colonial. But anyway, there is so much theatre happening. I think I say that every week, but honestly, like, I'm going to Port and Poll Taxes, which I'm going to talk about in a moment, tonight. Tomorrow I'm going to see Infinite Rebel, who are going to be our guests at some stage, I'm pretty sure.
Excellent.
We've got, which is opening at Q tomorrow. We've got Fala Muncher, which opened last week, is on at the Basement. I'm going to that on Thursday.
Ooh.
It's all go.
Wow, we were. Okay,
yeah.
Lots going on. Tell us about Pork and Poll Taxes.
Yeah, so this is a new work by Talia Poor and her hand-pulled collective. Talia is a graduate, I think, from the Auckland University dance program, although I could be mistaken. So she comes from a dance choreographer background.
Cool.
Has been and has collaborated with Proudly Asian Theatre, which is a company production house for almighty everything, which is run by Chai-Lin Kwang as the founding director and Marianne Infante as a producer. So this is a new work. It's exploring the ideas around the poll tax. So for people that don't know, obviously when Chinese migrants were coming and that workforce was coming into New Zealand during the gold rush, right until like 1952, which is when Chinese people were only officially recognised as humans.
Absolutely.
Yeah, super cooked, because everyone's like, yeah, New Zealand suffrage, like, we gave women the vote. You're like, yeah, but you didn't give Chinese people the vote. Yeah, okay, cool.
Till the 50s.
Yeah, so there's that.
Wow.
I'm not dark about it at all.
I didn't even know that. That's also messed up that we don't really know that.
Yeah, we don't talk, and I think this is what's quite glorious about works in which, you know, like, let's talk about poll tax. Let's talk about the fact that people were taxed. So what that is obviously people were taxed when they came into New Zealand. Mm-hmm. I think it was like £10 or something, which is the equivalent of a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it discouraged partners, families from coming over. Mm. It actually was trying to curb and control. But also it was like an indentured like workforce. So it was like reliant on that workforce to come. It's sort of following the narrative of a protagonist during that time. It features a lineup of emerging and established practitioners, which is really wonderful. So there are some new, I want to say like new talent. I kind of don't like there's new talent out there. I do not like referring to people or humans as talent, but there's some new artists in there as well as some familiar faces. It's Talia's, I think it's her first go at directing a full length
cool.
Piece, and under the mentorship of, I think she's got a raft of established practitioners around her, set by the effervescent, I love that word, Michael McCabe.
Oh, cool.
Stunning. Absolutely
cool,
stunning.
Cool.
I've seen the photos. And it's opening tonight. I'm pretty sure they've sold out the whole season.
Whoa, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is genuinely amazing for theatre to get that done before the doors have even opened.
Honestly, if you, it's so funny because they're like, usually the average should be whatever you open on, you'll do, that's your fifth, you'll do double that.
Okay.
That seems to be the rule, but that rule does not apply here. In fact, there'll be a waiting list.
When a show does as well as this, does that like mean it's going to get potentially a second season? Does that mean that people in the future look at it and go, hey, we'll bring this back? Like, how does that work from a, you know, industry perspective?
It's a good question because, you know, a show selling out can be a marker of many things. One, it hits a commercial kind of aspect, which means it's very attractive to your kind of mainstream audience.
Yep.
It could be that it's the artists, they don't present that much, so when they do, everyone's like, oh my gosh, gotta get a ticket.
Yeah.
It could be the fact that from like an audience engagement and community development kind of perspective, it's been able to hit all those things. So there are like a number of reasons. For a work like this, given it is a development season, I would say this is a marker to them that there's interest and a desire to hear these stories told.
Mm-hmm.
The next phase would be going back to the artist and going, if you were to represent this work, how might you do it different? Where would you go? Would you want to redevelop anything from it? And what could the security of knowing you've previously sold out give you from like a courage to try new things?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I would say my taste is that if you are going to represent a work, what might happen if you did choose to continue to develop the work? I mean, my belief is that like work should be fluid and you should be constantly, and it should constantly be in motion, which is quite scary.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, why fix what's not broken?
Yeah.
So my view is that from this, they're going to able to be to springboard off this, attract presenting partners or other venues. This has been presented at the Herald Theatre, which is that one with the real gnarly rake audience a bank. I reckon, Auckland Live have been really awesome at supporting artists like an emerging artist. They've been developing a relationship with Proudly Asian Theatre for years. Like I did Call of the Sparrow back in like, I want to say like 2016 or something like that. And even then, Auckland Live were like, yes, we want to get behind you guys. We want to back you guys, which is bloody nice.
We like that a lot. We really do.
We love resourced organisations sharing. So that work, and I think they're even doing matinees and stuff. I think the other thing that's really critical here is the Chinese Poll Tax Heritage Trust is a trust that was set up from the descendants of those poll tax payers.
Wow, okay.
And they have supported this work financially, like they've funded a little bit of this work.
Mm.
And that's also quite significant given that with that funding, it's towards supporting and sharing that narrative and that history.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this isn't like a theatre, this is in the theatre, it's in a creative way. And I'm really hoping that people, we all use Google to like figure out how the world used to work. But this is like a lovely embodied way that people can come into understanding our shared history.
Hardcore. This sounds like an amazing work. I feel like if you can get a ticket, you should absolutely do that. So keep your eye out in case, you know, friend of yours can't go or something and you can snap it up.
Yeah, I would say keep an eye out on the Proudly Asian Theatre Instagram because they're constantly updating when tickets become available. Like,
sweet.
Even I saw that they were going like, if you've got a ticket and you don't want to go, let us know so then we can
give it to someone else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect.
So, Pork and Poll Tax is opening tonight on through the rest of this week at the Herald Theatre. I would still go and check it out and have a look. Give Proudly Asian Theatre and Handpaw Collective a like on Instagram as well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for that, Alice. Always an absolute pleasure. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.